How's it going, folks? You are very welcome to A History of Change, the podcast. In this episode, we are going to be looking at some of the main causes of World War II. So, the causes of World War II are very much rooted in how World War I came to an end. Probably the most major and significant cause was the signing of the Treaty of Versailles. This is a peace treaty that officially ended World War I. It was signed in the Versailles Palace in Paris on the 28th of June 1919, and it set out the peace terms between the victorious allies, which included countries like Britain, France, and the US, and Germany and their allies. Now, because the allies, Britain, France, and the US, were on the victorious side in World War I, they imposed several very harsh terms on Germany, so in an effort to weaken them so they could not start another war. The first major article on Germany was the payment of reparations. Germany had to pay for £6.6 billion worth of damage, and this caused severe economic hardship on Germany. The second term or article in the Versailles Treaty was the loss of land and population. Germany lost all its overseas colonies, as well as 13% of its land and 10% of its population to surrounding nations such as Poland, Belgium, Czechoslovakia, and France. A third article, which was a particularly bad one and sore one for the Germans, was the War Guilt Clause. The War Guilt Clause completely blamed Germany for the outbreak of World War I, and this was not true. Many countries had a hand in causing World War I, not just Germany. The War Guilt Clause caused great anger and resentment among German people. The final article in the Versailles Treaty we're going to look at is the military restrictions. So, the German military was restricted so they could not fight or cause another war. For example, they were limited to 100,000 men. They could have no air force or armored vehicles, and their navy was limited to six ships. The Rhineland as well, which is like a strip of land on Germany's western border, became a demilitarized zone, so no German troops could enter this area. And the idea was that it was a demilitarized zone between the likes of Belgium and France, and Germany could not invade Belgium and France through the Rhineland. The second major cause of World War II was the failure of the League of Nations. So the League of Nations was a committee that was established in January 1920 with the aim of preventing war and encouraging disarmament. Now, the League believed in doing this through diplomatic means and discussion. The US president at the time, Woodrow Wilson, played a significant role in its formation. Now, despite this early optimism, the League had a number of weaknesses. So the first major one is, unlike the modern day United Nations, the League of Nations did not have a military. This meant that they didn't really have the power to actually physically prevent conflict or protect small nations. Instead, they kind of relied on the goodwill of countries to not attack each other. A second major weakness is that the US did not join the League of Nations despite the fact that they played a key role in its establishment. The US believed at the time in a policy called isolationism. So I suppose geographically, the USA is quite far away from Europe, separated by the Atlantic Ocean. And the US believed that we'll focus on our own country and our own affairs, and people, the League of Nations in Europe can mind themselves. It was a pretty big blow for the League of Nations because the US was, again, a hugely powerful nation at the time. A third major failing of the League of Nations was, at first, they did not allow Germany to join for their part in World War One. It meant that Germany had no say in any international affairs, and it caused great anger and resentment towards Germany. The final major cause of World War II we're going to look at is Hitler's actions against the Treaty of Versailles. So Hitler rose to power, and he and the Nazis got into power in 1933. He was determined to completely dismantle the Treaty of Versailles and rebuild Germany into a dominant world power. He planned on doing this through a number of ways. So, he planned on taking back Germany's lost territories and other German-speaking regions such as the Sudetenland in Czechoslovakia and Austria. He planned on conquering Lebensraum or living space for German-speaking peoples, and he wanted to get this in Eastern Europe. He wanted to rearm the German military. He knew that if Germany was to be a strong nation again, they needed a strong military. Now, in doing this, he was breaking the Treaty of Versailles. He publicly announced this in 1935. He planned on increasing troop numbers to 550,000, as well as rebuilding the German Navy and the German Air Force, which was known as the Luftwaffe. In 1936, Hitler then sent the German military into the demilitarized Rhineland, which was strictly forbidden under the Treaty of Versailles. This prompted fear that Germany was about to start another war in Europe. Now, while at this time Hitler's actions were in violation of the Treaty of Versailles, it was the Allied response that was a major factor in, I suppose, tiptoeing towards war. So, the Allies were afraid of another war breaking out. The devastation of World War One still haunted the British public and politicians, and it prompted the Allies to follow a policy of appeasement. This meant that they would give in to Hitler's demands in the hope of preventing a war. At the time, it was popular among the public, particularly the British public, because they were, you know, they had lost so many young lives in World War One. Hitler saw this as a major weakness of the Allies, and he began to take advantage of this policy. For example, he annexed Austria, okay, or he united Austria with Germany, and this is known as the Anschluss. Many Austrians suffered from the aftermath of World War One as well, and they were in favour of this as they viewed Hitler and the Nazis as a strong leadership. The Allies, again, did nothing to stop this. Another example of Hitler taking advantage of the Allied policy of appeasement was the Munich Conference. Okay, so Hitler demanded the Sudetenland region in Czechoslovakia. This is a German-speaking region with a large ethnic German population of about 3 million people. The Allies met in the Munich Conference in September 1938 to resolve the issue. The leaders of Britain, France and Italy all agreed to hand over the Sudetenland region to Hitler. Later on, Hitler would eventually take all of Czechoslovakia. This was a major step towards war, and it meant that Britain and France were now preparing for a large-scale war with Germany.